If on the subway my head accidentally touched yours, on that merciless ride every evening back to my cold bachelor apartment, perhaps you would look for my shy eyes hidden under the cap and think, is this the man who empties a pocket of silence into my voicemail a few times every day? In the crowded train, nobody would notice me caressing a strand of your hair that insolently smells of my pillow. Nobody but you. Perhaps for a moment you would think that the world is full of lonely people, including the one who has been sending unsigned Christmas cards for years. If I lean on you tenderly in that packed train full of tired or sleepy people, perhaps you would feel the fire in my skin and wish to warm yourself one step longer on the shoulder of the shy weirdo whose words remind you of something you have forgotten, thinking, the world is full of cold people with naught in their bosoms who fear touch might melt their eyes. I could have touched your hand if you hadn't got off at the stop where you never get off. I only needed a moment to show you your earring, alive in my pocket of all these years, the same one I found in my bed so long ago, before you forgot me. But who knows if you would recognize it at all. You would think the world is full of lonely people and lost earrings.